We continue our learning. We are in Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Me'idin anu b'ish ploni shechayev l'chaveru mosayim zuz. Two edim come in and they testify that, let's say, Shimon owes Reuven 100 zuz. V'nim zu zomimim. And now these two edim who came in are found to be edim zomimim. Other edim came in and said, you could not have seen this loan at all. How would you know Shimon owes money to Reuven? You said it happened on this day, at this time. Imon ha'isim v'akom ploni. You're with us on that day in this place. So what's the halacha? What's the kasher zomam lasos la'achiv? Lokinu mishalman. The halacha is that they're going to get malkos. Why are they going to get malkos? You violated the prohibition from the Aseres HaDibros. Lo sa'anev re'echa e'choker. Hear this false testimony. And you pay. The pay is the kasher zama. Why do you pay? Well, you wanted to make him lose 200 zuz. You found out to be liars. You ate them zomim. So then you have to pay the 200 zuz. You're going to get both punishments. Malkos for lo sa'anev re'echa e'choker. And the payment, the tashlumin, for of the 200 zuz, for the kasher zoma, and explains Rabbi Meir why this is. Shelo Hashem hamivio lide makos mivio lide tashlumin. The name literally, which is the pasuk that brings the person to the obligation, to the liability of makos of 39 lashes, is not the same pasuk that brings them to the obligation of the compensation. Which means there are two separate prohibitions here. Two pasukim. One is lo sanev recha ichoker. That's number one. And then for that you get makos. Number two, va'asisem lo kasher zomam la'asos lo'achiv. Whatever they plotted to do to his friend, they have to compensate for that. That's the payment. Divir Rabbi Meir, who Rabbi Meir says it's possible to have two punishments. Take the case of Motzi Shemra. This is where you have a husband who claimed his wife is not a basula, and we find out that he's lying. So the halacha there is he pays 100 shekel, and Parshas Kisetzi speaks about this 100 shekel, and he gets malkos. So we could have cases where you can have loker mishal. Mr. Rabbi Meir, someone can get malkos and pay. No. Kol ha'mishalim eino loke. If he's paying, then he's not going to get malkos. Why? Because if the Torah says kasher zomim lasos lo'achiv, that edim zomimin have this special halacha of kasher zomim, whatever they plotted to do to their friend, that's what they have to pay. That's coming. That means that's all they have to do. Why should that be? So this pasuk says in Parshas Kisetzi, v'hiko lefanav kidei rishaso. When it comes to Malkus, it says Kedei Rishaso, one act of Rishaso. So we learn from there Mishum Risha Achas Atamechayvo, Velo Mishum Shtei Rishayos. You can only obligate someone, hold them liable for one act of Rishas and not two. And therefore, and the Halacha follows the Chachamim, if you Mishalim Enoloke, this Kasher Zomam, for the fact that you wanted to make him Chayv 200 Zuz, you prove an Eved Zomam, and you're not going to get malchus for losan avrecha aid shaker. Would be Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Me'idim anu beish plodishu chayav malchus arboim. So now here there's no payment. In fact, the edim come in and testify. This person did violated lo taseh from the Torah, which is mechayev him malchus. Let's say they said, oh, this person ate asa b'cholav. This person wore shatnez. Some action would be chayev 39 lashes. And v'nimtzu zomim. We find that these two edim end up being zomimin. So what do they want to do to this person? What's the kasher zomim? They wanted to give him malkus. So they should get punished with malkus as well. That's the kasher zomim. But says the Mishnah, and the Rabbi Meir, lokin shmonim. They get 80 malkus, not 40, which we say is 39, but they're going to get... they're going to go 80 or 78. Why? Mishum lo sanev recha eid shaker, because they violated the prohibition of lo sanev. They obviously testified falsely. And umishum vasisem lo kasher zomam. And of course, there's another set of malkos because they wanted to give malkos to someone else based on the testimony. So now that they've proven eidim zomam, they have to get malkos for that as well. Divir Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, as we said in the previous mishnah, where Rabbi Meir says lo ke umishalem, here Rabbi Meir would say you get two sets of malkos. You get only 40, meaning only 39 lashes. Why? For the kasher zama, for they plotted to do to someone else, they wanted to be mechayev someone else malkos. But for losana, you don't. As we said, based on the pasuk kedei risha, so only for one act of wickedness are you going to be punished, and not for two. Then the Mishnah says, mishal shin bimamon vein mishal shin bimakos. When it comes to the language of Mishalshon, it means to divide into thirds. It's not only divide into thirds. If you have, let's say, three Edim who came and testified that this person is chayv a certain amount of money, so let's say they say is chayv $100, so we don't say that each person, each of the Edim Zomim has to pay $100 and the person ends up with $300. No. Mishalshon, we divide it into thirds. Each person has to give 33 and a third. And the same with 266 at 66 and a third. 66 and two thirds would be for 200 zuz, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah. So mishalshon b'mamon, but ain mishalshon b'makos. But we don't divide makos. We don't say, well, there were two people who testified, so you're supposed to get 39. You're supposed to get 40 lashes. Each one's going to get 20, right? Each one's going to get now you're supposed to get 39. Okay, so you're going to divide it up. Each one gets 19 lashes. We don't do that. When it comes to ain zomen u'chayiv makos, each one gets the full 39. That's how we fulfill kasher zomam, as opposed to when it comes to money, there's a concept of tziruf. We can join the money together, and that is, and because that's what they wanted mechayv ultimately, only through their edus, as opposed to fulfilling kasher zomam. There's no way to do that by giving only half the malkos. Okay, so the Mishnah explains, hey, do shu chayv lechaver masayim zuzum zomam in two edim testify that this person, Shimon, owes Reuven 200 zuz, and these Edim are found to be Zomimin, that Shimon doesn't really owe 200 zuz. Mishalshin b'neim. They divide it amongst themselves. So these two Edim, let's say the two Edim, each one pays 100. Three Edim, each one pays 66 and two-thirds, and so on and so forth. Aval imehidu shu chayv malkos arbaim nimtzu zomim. If they testified that it's chayv 39 lashes, kol echad ve'echad loka arbaim, each one is going to get the 39 lashes alone, and we don't divide that between the aid.